Suddenly, the master warning alarm sounded and red lights flashed everywhere. Jimmy looked back out the front window. Little One had disappeared. Nothing. Empty space.
What the?
Bobby jumped to the panel and switched to the rearview monitor. He had to yell to be heard over the loud, piercing alarm.
Colonel, Cosmos has disappeared!
Jimmy checked the screen. Empty space. He yelled back.
What? What was the failure? All instrument readings are normal.
I don't know, sir. It seems like they just slipped out of view. Like they put on the brakes or something.
The other teams accompanying them to Little One instinctively tightened their belts. Jimmy double-checked the console. All readings were still normal. Bobby tapped his finger on the distance-to-object gauge. It should have been reading about 50 yards. Instead, it read 52,000 yards, and the numbers were climbing, spinning like a top.
The failure has got to be on Cosmos, Bobby shouted. Our master warning system is slaved to theirs. If one vessel has a failure, both alarms go off. Something must have stopped their acceleration. And since Little One is electronically connected to Cosmos, both ships would react the same to any failure. The problem could be on Little One.
Could be. Either way, we've got to get this guppy stopped. Prepare for zero-G, Colonel Austin ordered. Bobby hurried to the maintenance panel to make the adjustments. The two of them buckled up while the others checked their safety belts. The colonel called out to Bobby, "Mute the alarms." Bobby reached and muted the ear-piercing alarm. "Okay, turn on the side viewer." Bobby made the selection on the viewer system panel, looking in the direction toward Earth. He selected magnify. In the distance, both massive spacecraft were just dots on the screen, getting smaller every second. Jimmy looked around at his passengers. "Everybody, check your belts. Going to weightlessness." He hesitated. "On my mark in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, mark." The rotor pods were switched to zero thrust. Some on the teams had brought briefcases and other small items that had to be grabbed to keep them from floating around the cabin. Bobby took the next required action.
Rotation started.
Jimmy watched the front viewer as the guppy completed its slow 180. The dots, the only things that could sustain their lives in this forbidding volume of empty space, were registering as tiny little specks on the screen, almost out of sight.
"Engage power," the colonel said.
Bobby activated the pods and gravity returned.
"Give me 3 G's for 30 seconds. We've got to get Guppy 1 slowed down so they will catch us. Then reduce thrust to 1/4 G. We don't want to go all the way through one of the ships."
Bobby made the adjustment.
"Yes, sir, 3 G's, 30 seconds, then 1/4 G.
With the immediate solution in process, Jimmy activated the ship-to-ship link with Cosmos.
"Cosmos, this is Guppy 1.
No response.